DNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
Now for some national radio programmes that might be of interest in the week beginning Saturday, September the 5th. Not surprisingly, there's quite a focus on the events on 9/11, 25 years ago, when the Twin Towers were destroyed along with so many lives. It's one of those events where people can recall exactly where they were at that moment. I certainly can. I know which office in London I was visiting, who I was talking with, even which desk and screen we were called over to. Anyway, let's start with some programmes that are going to be broadcast on Saturday, September the 5th. First, a programme with a rather strange name. It's been around a while now. It's called You're Dead to Me. Greg Jenner is joined in medieval England by a Dr. Erin Gores and a comedian, Alison Spittle, to learn about the tumultuous events of 1066 and the three men who battled for the English throne: Harold Godwinson, the Norwegian King Harald Hardrada, and William, Duke of Normandy. That's on Radio 4 at 10 a.m. Staying with the same channel, The Week in Westminster, that's at 11 a.m, and From Our Own Correspondent at 11:30, both on Radio 4. If you're interested in politics or the world, one or other of those will help you through the week. Switching now to Radio 3's Essential History of Classical Music, we go back in time to 1816. A stolen metronome leads to one of the most influential inventions in music history. That's the device, of course, which offers to musicians something they've never possessed before, a precise and portable way of measuring tempo. And there are various extracts and full pieces of music in this to illustrate the argument. That's on Radio 3 at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. There's a very interesting comedy drama planned for the afternoon. It's called Range Anxiety. It's a comedy drama written by Tim Crouch and Toby Jones. A father volunteers to drive his daughter through the night to the airport, from where she will leave to the other side of the world. As he listens to the car radio, he finds that the programmes seem to be mirroring all of his anxieties. This stars Toby Jones himself and Sophia Oxenham and features the voice of Radio 4 presenters as themselves. That's Range Anxiety on Radio 4 at 3 o'clock. Now to Sunday the 6th of September, and the first of the many programmes referring to the 9/11 attacks. This is The Reunion, recorded in New York. Kirsty Walk is joined by a group of people who describe their experience of the events of the 11th of September. The guests include a battalion chief at the New York City Fire Department, someone who was working in the North Tower, someone whose husband Jim's office was on the 86th floor, a former police officer, a hospital paramedic, a rear admiral who coordinated the evacuation of an estimated 500,000 people from Manhattan Island, and the novelist A.M. Holmes, a longtime resident of New York who witnessed the events unfold from her apartment in Lower Manhattan. That's The Reunion on Radio 4 at 10 a.m. Moving to the afternoon, the return of the Youth Club. Journalist and former youth worker Neil Maggs looks at the fall and rise of youth clubs and explores new government plans to spend £500 million on revitalising the youth sector. That's the return of the Youth Club, 1:30, Radio 4. That's followed by Gardener's Question Time as a regular Sunday afternoon listening. After that, Opening Lines. John York explores The Things They Carried by Vietnam War veteran Tim O'Brien, which reflects on the nature of experience and memory. That's at 2:45 and is immediately followed by part one of a two-part dramatisation. This is called The Things They Carried, and it's a dramatisation of Tim O'Brien's 1990 novel, which was discussed just earlier in the previous programme. It's about a conscript in the Vietnam War who's confronted with the brutal realities of being a soldier. And there's a warning, some very strong language. The Things They Carried, Radio 4, 3 p.m. The Power of the Bayeux Tapestry. In this, George Parker explores the political influence and diplomatic power of the Bayeux Tapestry over the centuries. Of course, it's much in the news because it's now on display in London. The Power of the Bayeux Tapestry is at 7:15 on Radio 4. Word of Mouth, the regular programme. This is how the Normans changed the way we speak. And here, Michael Rosen explores the impact of the Norman invasion on the English language. He asks Dr. Philip Durkin about the influence of Anglo-Norman, the dialect of French that was used in Britain after the conquest for around 300 years. That's Word of Mouth, How the Normans Changed the Way We Speak, 8 p.m. on Radio 4. And now for those programmes which are on radio throughout the week, Monday to Friday. Just go quickly to Radio 3 to say that the composer of the week, this week, throughout on Radio 3, is Stephen Sondheim. He was born in 1930 and he died in 2021. Very well known for many different sorts of music. Also running through the week, of course, there is plenty of BBC proms almost every day. Now over to Radio 4 for programmes that are run throughout the week. You Do Not Have to Say Anything. This is a continuation of last week's series, and it's called Telling Stories. And Joanna Hardy-Suskind reflects on the moment when a case finally enters the courtroom where two narratives will be told. 12 people, selected at random, must decide which narrative to believe. So that's You Do Not Have to Say Anything, 11:45 on Radio 4 all through the week. A 9/11 story also continues the series from last week. Investigative journalist Jane McMullen explores why so many families are still battling for the truth 25 years after the events of 9/11. That's a 9/11 story, 1:45 on Radio 4. Every afternoon through the week, you have a different drama at the same time. It's 2:15 on Radio 4. The book at bedtime this week is The Villa Forgotten. It's a new series, and Jeanette Winterson reads her original story written for radio. Upon her uncle's death, Tony inherits the Villa Forgotten, but all is not as it seems, and it's time for her to confront her family's history. This is The Villa Forgotten, book at bedtime, 10:45 p.m. on Radio 4. Now for the programmes that are uniquely on Monday the 7th of September. Café Hope is a return of a series from the past. It's a new series, though, 10-part series. And the first part tells us about a woman who decided to create the charity Emmy's Kitchen after her daughter Emmy had to stay in hospital, and she saw how other parents reacted to the home cooking she was bringing in for her family. That's Café Hope, 9:45, Radio 4. I'm sure most of us remember the fall and rise of Reginald Perrin. Radio 4 Extra has a dramatisation of the original tales created by David Nobbs back in the 1970s. This is on Monday and on Tuesday, 3 o'clock and 9 o'clock on Radio 4 Extra, both days. There's another new series called Rethink, The Future of Cities. The United Nations estimates that nearly half of the world's population will live in cities by 2050. As those cities have grown, the number of people living in the slums has also increased. And the UN estimates that 1.2 billion people reside in so-called informal settlements. Well, this is about the possibility of building new cities funded by entrepreneurs and foreign investment. It's called Rethink. It's a new series, and the first part is called The Future of Cities. Tuesday the 8th of September sees the return of The Life Scientific and a new series. Jim Al-Khalili talks to fellow scientists about their life and work, starting with a physicist by the name of Ginger Kerrick. She was NASA's first Hispanic female flight director. The Life Scientific, Radio 4, 9 a.m. And that's followed by All in the Mind, a new series as well. In an exclusive Radio 4 interview, clinical psychologist Tanya Byron argues that the increasing adoption of mental health language is just one way in which the line is being blurred between everyday emotional struggles and genuine mental health conditions. Well, that's what's explored in All the Mind, 9:30 a.m. Radio 4. History's Secret Heroes began a couple of weeks ago, and this week's part is about Airy Neave and his escape from Colditz Castle. Captured by the Nazis, Lieutenant Airy Neave is sent to Colditz Castle, a high-security prisoner of war camp in Germany. No British captive has ever escaped from here before, but after months of preparation and armed with a careful disguise, can he evade the notorious guard patrols and their dogs? I think we know the story. History's Secret Heroes, 3 o'clock, Radio 4. Last Frames, the story of Bill Biggart. At 8:46 on the morning of 11th of September 2001, the photojournalist Bill Biggart was out with his wife, Wendy, walking their dogs near their home on Union Square, when a passing taxi driver told them that a plane had hit one of the World Trade Center towers. Bill went home, grabbed his cameras and headed to the scene, and Wendy would never see him again, as he was killed when the North Tower collapsed. But the photographs he took on that day survived. That's The Last Frames, the story of Bill Biggart, 4 p.m. Radio 4. And of course, in the evening, In Touch, Peter White brings you news, views and information in a regular series that we all know very well, 8:45 p.m. Radio 4. That's followed by Crossing Continents, part 6 of a 9-part series. Russian is the first language of millions of Ukrainians, but its public use is now restricted by law, with ever more measures to enforce communication in Ukrainian. As the language laws anger many in primarily Russian-speaking places such as Odessa, Tim Mule reports on the divisions in a city under persistent Russian bombardment. That's Crossing Continents, 9 p.m. Radio 4. Moving on to Wednesday, the 9th of September. Where is Austin Tice? This is a new series. We Believe He's Alive explores the events surrounding one of the biggest missing person cases of recent times. American journalist Austin Tice vanished in Syria in 2012. And for more than a decade, Austin's mother, Deborah, has been leading the search for her son. Two investigative journalists travel to Syria to help with Deborah's search, and then a source provides some information that might unlock where Austin is. That's 9:30 a.m. on Radio 4. Of course, don't forget that every afternoon at 2:15, from Monday to Friday, there's the afternoon drama on Radio 4. In the evening, The Moral Maze, a regular programme in which Michael Burke is joined by others to discuss the moral aspects of a topical issue. That's The Moral Maze, 8 o'clock on Radio 4. And slightly later, Posters of Montmartre. Now, this is an interesting 15 minutes on Radio 4 Extra. It's at 9 o'clock on each of 4 days. So it's this weekend into next week. Posters of Montmartre is actually 4 plays based on the characters in the posters of Henri de Toulouse-Lautrec, French painter who lived from 1864 to 1901. In the first, Bonnie Langford plays Irish singer May Balfour, who realises as her stardom begins to fade that her talents lie elsewhere and vows to open her own bordello. Further adventures from Paris during the Belle Epoque come later in the week, when the series continues with Miranda Richardson as the revolutionary Marie Briand in Casque d'Or, and Bernard Hill as legendary cabaret singer and club owner Aristide Bouin. This is at 9 o'clock in the evening and at 3 p.m. in the afternoon on BBC Radio 4 Extra. Thursday the 10th of September, LA rising from the ashes. In a documentary first broadcast earlier this year, Jonathan Glancy meets the architects who are leading Los Angeles' recovery from the catastrophic fires of 2025 and finding out how they're looking for better ways to build in an area where earthquakes, drought and fire are an ever-present threat. That's 9:30 a.m. Radio 4. This Cultural Life, John Wilson talks to cultural figures about their formative experiences. Today's guest, actor Ray Winston. This Cultural Life, 11 a.m. on Radio 4. Saving the Rare Plants of the Snowdonia National Park. I'm dodging trying to pronounce the Welsh name for it. Martha Carney meets the people who are protecting and restoring rare Arctic alpine plants in this national park. She talks to people who are saving it, who are propagating species such as previously extinct plants, and also meets naturalists in the environment. That's Open Country, 3 p.m. on Radio 4. Shortly afterwards, Word of Mouth, Bias Against Women's Voices. Michael Rosen is joined by a phonetician, Jane Setter, to talk about negative attitudes to vocal traits seen as exclusively female. That's Word of Mouth with Michael Rosen, 3:30, Radio 4. 9:45, The Cows Are Mad. This is the final part of this series, and it's called Zombie Deer. If you've been following it, Lucy Proctor concludes her look at bovine spongiform encephalopathy. Videos of crazed deer crashing through the US countryside were gaining attention online. The animals had the deer version of BSE, chronic wasting disease. It spread to Northern Europe too. History repeated itself as hunters speculated on origin theories and conspiracy theories about a hoax or cover-up spread online. That's The Cows Are Mad, the final part, 9:45 Radio 4. Finally, Friday the 11th of September, the fateful day, 9:11. Rare Earth looks at the wonderful world of the octopus. Now, when Cornish fishermen found that octopuses had replaced their usual catch of lobster and crab this summer, restaurant menus had to be rewritten across southwest England. Tom Heap and Helen Shersky explore why the octopus has moved north and what its journey can reveal about the changing oceans at Rare Earth, just after the midday news on Radio 4. And after the play in the afternoon, there's a new series called When Banksy Comes to Town. It's a tale of two Banksys this week. James Peake meets Sam in Margate and Gert in Lowestoft, who reveal what happened when they woke up one morning to find one of Banksy's pieces painted on the side of their houses. When Banksy Comes to Town, 2:45 p.m. Radio 4. That's followed, of course, by Gardener's Question Time, which is repeated on Sunday. There's a regular Any Questions. Alex Forsyth chairs the political forum from the Kenton Theatre in Henley-on-Thames, Oxfordshire, as an audience canvasses the opinions of four leading figures. That's Any Questions with Alex Forsyth at 8 p.m. on Radio 4. And that's followed by This Week in History, a look back at events from this week in years past, including the assassination of Bulgarian writer, journalist and defector Georgi Markov in London in 1978, and the raising into position of Cleopatra's Needle on the Thames Embankment in London in 1878. That's This Week in History at 8:55 p.m. Radio 4. And that wraps up the week, Friday 11th of September, a notable date, and I hope you enjoy various programmes during the 7 days.
TNS Soundings.